And welcome to another Phil Hendry Show Uncensored podcast for Wednesday, February the 25th here, 2009. I have been remiss in our podcasts only because there have been other more urgent matters. I had to get my teeth. I had a crown. I had another crown. I had a... You don't even want to know. You don't want to know the screaming and the horror. You don't want to know... Nah, it was fine. Nothing too serious, but it hurt. Oh, Christ, it hurt. It hurt pretty bad. So I went to the doctor, and actually, you know what I did? I did what I saw in a cartoon once. I tied a bandana around my head because I saw it in a goddamn cartoon. And I tied a bandana around my head, and it actually helped. Something about the pressure. I must have looked like a real fruit, like a real loser. All right, so tonight's podcast is going to deal with these cunts that, I'm sorry, I don't have to explain anything about my feelings on race. I have been clear from the beginning who I am, who Phil Hendry is when it comes to the issue of race. On our show, as a matter of fact, and I forgot to fucking mention this tonight. In fact, I was casting about trying to remember this and I couldn't. At the very beginning of our show, we, among the many things that we said that race was the primary problem in this country. Well, guess what? 6, 8, 9 months later, Obama becomes a major factor in the race. Now everybody's talking about how race, is it really? Does it really still matter? All of these dumb fucking headlines. Just, you wonder, honest to Christ, you wonder about how culturally aware some of these people are who run magazines, websites, etc., when they ask a stupid twat fucking head question like, race, it really still matters? It's really an issue? Yes, it's a fucking issue. It's probably a huge issue with any stupid twat that has to ask that question. Now then, when we talk about the monkey cartoon, I know and I don't need some motherfucker to tell me that monkeys have traditionally been used to castigate, to denigrate, to humiliate black people. This is anybody that's been awake for much of their life knows this. So I don't need some asshole lecturing to me like that motherfucker the other night from New York, who I thought I was very fair with, but I can tell you when I got off the air after talking to that sack of shit Baron, holy Christ, I mean, I've never been more, if that guy wanted to throw down, I wasn't about to challenge him, but if he wants to, and I will say it to you right now, Councilman, anytime, any place, anywhere, you fucking pussy. I don't give a fuck about your Black Panther background either. That scares me about this much. Oh, you know what? I don't sound very adult saying those things. But, you know, hey, who knows? I may bump into him wheeling out of a bar one night. Hey, aren't you that fucking asshole that I had on my show? Who are you? Phil Hendry. I don't remember you. Well, I'm sorry that you don't, because I've got something for you. Pow! That's terrible of me. But I can vent with you here on these podcasts. The fact is that when an image is open to some interpretation, as I think validly can be claimed about the New York Post cartoon, if there hadn't been the ape attack, I wouldn't be talking like this. If there is an area where there might be some interpretation, a civilized man, might at least afford the opportunity to consider that. But this dickhead and other people like him, and I heard that motherfucking Meeks too, the same thing. This is racist, this is that. And now what do we find out? Well, we find out that it's all about Fox. What the fuck are you, who the fuck do you guys think you're fucking with anyway? And who do you think you're lying to? And who do you think your constituents are that they are such idiots? They're not going to be able to see through the fact that this isn't about a cartoon in the fucking Post. It's about how you don't dig Fox, you don't dig Murdoch. Hey, I don't blame you if you don't dig Fox or Murdoch. I don't have a problem with that. Just come straight out and say it. And don't harangue a fucking cartoon when you know full damn well there's a possibility that interpretation can be applied in some other way other than your sacrosanct, holier-than-motherfucking-thou attitudes and opinions about it. God damn it. If you want truth, then you better start dishing a little out. If you want understanding, you want people to know where you're coming from, or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't give a fuck. Maybe you want to be what I said to Baron, just a bully, pushing and sticking your finger in people's chests. You want to know what happens when you do enough of that. You want to keep pushing, keep on pushing. But if you want truly to know what's real and what's true, then give people a break and start practicing a little bit of what you preach instead of this bullshit about, oh, well, you know, we're really upset with this monkey cartoon, so let's go out in front of fucking Fox News. Bullshit. Bullshit. What message does that send to a young person who's trying to understand the genesis and the meaning of your protest when you stand in front of Fox? And I don't give a fuck. You know, I keep thinking back on that guy, Barron, or whatever the fuck his name was. Excuse me, Senator Burris, if I mistakenly call him Burris, who had no capacity to hear anything other than the sound of his own flapping motherfucking gums. So in any event, I know where that cat comes from. He's Jeremiah Wright, you know. He's Jeremiah Wright without the press relations. In other words, he plays it up for his audience. And for all I know, you know, if somebody calls me a racist, I'm more tempted than ever before to come back with the following. Well, you call me a racist, maybe you're just upset that you're not white. Have you thought about that? Because if he thinks that's offensive, motherfucker, that's how offensive it is when you call me racist. And you may think you're speaking the truth. Well, guess what? I'm going to lay something back on you. I think you're pissed because you're not white. You're a fucking fascist. I said it on the air, and I'll say it again. It's a brown shirt mob mentality. And that fucking cunt that I was talking to, that Barron, couldn't understand. And I mean that. Couldn't understand what I was talking about. He made noises like he did and was dismissing it. He wouldn't know a fucking... The only brown shirt he knows about is what he wipes with. Anyway, that's our podcast, particularly vociferous, this evening for the 25th of February, 2009.